Eagle FM, the I. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. As always, it's a comedy time. It's all kinds of discussions, but the serious ones that we have at this hour, for an hour and a half. So, Zambezi, man. Well, for those of you that are not subscribers, please do subscribe to the e-villager. You can do that by sending your the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144. 0812004144. Let's bring our Facebook buddies up to up to speed. But just to run through the intro, women, you just keep impressing us. You know, I'm guilty. There's this, madam who was, who is facing, about, how many charges? About, somewhere between 12 to 18 charges this madam is facing. She was charged with 12 counts of theft, six of attempted theft, and a charge of money laundering. This is the madam that worked for she's not working there anymore. And oh man, ladies, congratulations! You are up to speed with how to put this? You are up to speed on how to chop money coming from institutions, public or private. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, it's because the Zambezi, you know that whole, Fortuna stories that we're talking about out of the Zambezi region. An arrest seems to have been made, and guess the gender of the first suspect who has now been arrested. Madam, ladies, bravo! You guys are on fire. I mean, granted, we just started and I'm so proud of you. I thought you would disappoint me when you guys were taking over every position. And this is not just the beginning of this administration. You guys have been slowly taking over, a lot of executive positions. And I thought, man, these guys are not going to screw up. These guys will just be perfect. And then I'll have no one to make fun of. But you guys were like, oh, no, come on, give us, we can do that too. Give us time. Don't be quick to judge. And I have to admit, I have to apologize to you guys. I was quick to judge. Therefore, forgive me. Really, forgive me. Now, coming out of the Zambezi region is... let's start with the white one, and then we'll go to the black one. You see, we have everything balanced in this country. I so love us. Racial inequality, racial equality. We are working long and hard to eliminate any kind of, racial problems. And we are also working long and hard to eliminate all kinds of gender-related problems. See? I'm telling you, I would not have chosen any... Lord, thank you very much. I would not have chosen any other country to be born into, minus the poverty part. Now, that one I would have chosen, somewhat maybe, Taiwan, Switzerland, Singapore, but Singapore also, Singapore is a very nice place to be, but those guys recycle way too much of their water because, they're an island nation surrounded by salty water, but anyway, when it comes to, I'm about to break my tech, when it comes to comedy material, I would not have chosen the best country to be born into. Before I get to cooking African leaders and their, addiction to debt. And, I would like us to take the first part of today's show to congratulate women on not disappointing those of us that like political comedy, or more like making fun of people that are in whatever in high positions, private or public, and then they chop money. We're here to ladies, congratulations. Actually, no, not congratulations. Yes, congratulations, and thank you for proving me wrong. But before we continue, let's take a quick break. When we come back on the other side of that break, I will share with you two stories that involves both gender equality and racial equality, all taking place in one country, the Republic of Namibia. They do not call us Land of the Brave for nothing. Please do stay tuned. If you just tuned in and you tuned in with a serious face, please get rid of that thing. Thank you. Because this is a non-serious show called Mind the Gap with Helmut. You're welcome. Let's take a break now, shall we?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Audio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivika oma akuro ya kupitira muhurike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
So here are two of my favorite stories in today's local media. Story number one. Let's start with the old story now, shall we? Just remember that we are here to congratulate ladies for not disappointing comedians when it comes to screwing up. Positions of leadership. Ladies, thank you very much. Why am I thanking you this early? Well, for one, the future is female. You guys have taken over power and not completely because you are not, dictators. But let's start with one of the old stories. I am guilty, says Kutsie. That's how you pronounce this name, right? Now, the lawyer of a woman accused of defrauding a private school in Windhoek of more than 2.8 million, indicating that her client intends pleading guilty to some of the charges she faces. The 52-year-old pleaded guilty of 13 of the 18 charges he's facing. Man, this madam. Long story short, this madam worked as a one of those finance guys. Hang on a second. Where's that? I underlined everything. That's one thing I'm so proud of me. Kutsie is charged with 18 counts of fraud, alternatively 12 counts of theft, 6 counts of attempted theft, and a charge of money laundering. The madam was was freed on bail. Was given a $10,000 bail. Man, so still 8 million, still 2 million, and then bail is 10, it's 10,000. No wonder people are running around stealing money these days, because I know that if I steal 50 million, the bail will be $2,000. That'd be easy. The problem is, pre-trial is gonna last 5 years, if you ask the Fish Road guys. That's not fun, 5 years. Can you imagine imagine the trauma of not being comfortably picking a soap for 5 years? After you come out of that place, even in your own shower, you'll be looking around every time your soap falls, and you'll be like, is it safe to pick it? I'm in my house. Oh, thank God. Okay. Here's the thing. This madam here, there's a whole list of irregular payments that she made. I'm not gonna go through that. You can get yourself the paper. Because, my God, it's a lot of it that she authorized and crossed the fingers and hope no one finds out. I mean, some of these things. I mean, I thought you guys were supposed to be smarter than this. Because, she allegedly made out irregular and unauthorized electronic fund transfer disguised as legitimate payments to, to creditors. All she had to do was buy an iPhone with two SIM cards and no one would suspect anything. Actually, people would suspect that trick have already been used by my gender. Some of them already behind us. By my gender and my race, this one is going to be very offensive pretty much all throughout the show and I'm loving it. Now, anyway. Now, the transfers that were successful because some of the, now, the state is alleging that, the madam tried to transfer a total of 3.38 million. She was really up to, I mean, you can imagine she had all the holiday destination already picked up. You know, all the right vrupas already picked up. Destiny also was like, just you keep planning. We'll keep planning. We have a different plan in store. But anyway, according to the state's, the state is alleging that her initial plan was to transfer 3.38 million from the school account to her own account. But six of the transactions were Yadi Kleina. Okay. Now, she stands accused of defrauding Windhoek International School where she was employed as a financial manager by paying more than 2.8 million from a bank account of the school to three bank accounts in her own name. And guess what? As soon as that story came out, now, you know, we're starting with the white one here because, you know, you all are all complaining, you know what, reconciliation did not work. Oh, no, it worked. It worked. Because now I'm loving my life as a comedian because now I can make fun of black people, white people, gay, straight, tall, fat, short, fat, thin. Man. Now, oh. It just dropped. It didn't. No, I'm good. Now, as soon as the school found out that, she was, doing some kind of, the school found out that something fishy was going on with their finances, guess what was the first thing that she did? She hopped on a plane or a car. I mean, that's a lot of money. Let's go with a plane. And went straight to South Africa. Why is that every white guy who is implicated in something, she's the first female I've heard of to pull that off. Every white guy who is implicated in something questionable in Namibia, their first go to safe haven is South Africa. The SME Bank guy, I don't know, he's Kamshinda guy just decided to hop on a plane and Singapore. Took off to Singapore. Although the money that was swindled from SME Bank, a lot of it was traced, when they traced it, they found out most of it, used South Africa as a transit route. Which is not surprising because most of the banking institutions we have in Namibia are subsidiaries of which parent companies are all based in South Africa. Not all of them, but most of them. So it's not surprising to find out that money that's stolen in Namibia always have a way of finding itself in South Africa. Huh, come to think of it. What if, just hear me out, what if that money that was, stolen is such a dirty word, discovered. White people started this whole, discovery. I mean, Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas, some white guy out there, I'm sure, discovered Africa. At this point, it's safe to say that, Tura boys don't steal iPhones. They discover them. Now, Saki Shangala, James Hatukulipi, those guys did not steal any money. They just discovered it. You people just don't understand the history of discovery. Diego Cao, those guys that discovered things that, places which were already filled with people. I think it's safe to say at this point, that you see, the madam here did not steal any money. She just discovered, you know, she just okay, her initial idea was to discover 3.38 million, and then the discovery went wrong, and then she ended up discovering, you know, 2.8 million. You know, and also the Fish Road guys did not discover, you know, the SME Bank guys, that, well, you know, one Zimbabwean guy came to Namibia and then discovered that this whole time there was money in SME Bank. And then one, you know, yeah, two Namibians left Namibia, went to South Africa, and then they discovered that in the presidential sofa somewhere at Pala Pala Bank slash Farm, well, there's money in the sofas. I mean, like, discovering at this point is something that we are very good at. I know. But, you know, a few years ago, someone discovered my phone. You know, when my phone was discovered, one thing that, you know, what pissed me off is that, it's not that my phone was discovered. It's just that, you know, what pissed me off is that it was discovered when I had just finished downloading all the 10 seasons of Friends. Yeah. It's, you know, it's not stealing, it's discovery. And look, at this point, I have to congratulate. White people are very good at labeling everything. You do realize that when colonialism started, it wasn't colonialism. No, it was civilizing. And then, you see, that's hardly surprising, because when the U.S. bombed the heck, the heck out of Vietnam and killed a lot of civilians, they didn't call it, you know, they didn't call it killing civilians. No, they decided to call it collateral damage. I'm telling you, white people will take the most diabolical thing on the planet and give it the most innocent name under the sun. It's not killing civilians, no. No, it's, I mean, killing civilians is such a dirty word. No, it's not killing civilians. It's collateral damage, civilian casualty. George, George Carlin points out something fascinating about, you know, the change in language of what is now called post-traumatic stress disorder. World War I, World War II, it was called shell shock. It's basically when someone is in, it's basically when someone is exposed to something tragic like war, for example, for a very long time, to the point where they are, you know, to the point where their common sense and their morality cannot take it anymore. So they, they end up having this type of, fight or flight response pushed to the extreme. The problem is, World War One and Two, it was called shell shock. Fast forward to, to the 1960s, it was now called, post-traumatic stress disorder. They had to bury everything in jargon. Nice. So, let me finish up here. Ladies, again, congratulations for the love of God. Lord have mercy on me. Let's take a break now, shall we? And then we'll come back to, ladies, we're still with you. We're still, you know, congratulating you. More like making fun of you. But making fun of you is such a dirty word. You know, in the same way that, colonialism is such a dirty word, which is why, you know, the Portuguese decided to go with civilizing. We're not colonizing you. I mean, we are civilizing. We are bringing you civilization by stealing your stuff and then murdering most of you. But, well, we're still calling it civilization. So, in other words, they went out and did the most uncivilized thing under the sun and in the history of mankind, and then they called it civilizing. What? In that way, Jesus. But anyway, ladies, I'm not making fun of you. I'm congratulating you on the other side of the break.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Ulio mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne no la no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. A thousand apologies for that, radio silence. No pun intended. Moving on, 6 minutes left to the hour of 10. Ladies, let me continue congratulating you. I'm with you on that pain, Ephraim. Believe me, I am. Someone worked for the finance department of a private school, and that someone is a madam, and that someone is white, and disappeared with money, and now they're facing, well, the law. Why are you pointing out all these things? Are you a racist? Are you a misogynist? No, I'm none of those. I'm none of that. I'm a comedian. What I do is make fun of people. I literally get paid to cook all of you. Isn't my job just the best in the world? But anyway, now that, let's put a pause on the, on the poor white lady now. Actually, she's loaded. On the rich white lady. Assuming the money is not taken. At this point, I think you may as well just call her poor, because that money, chances are very high, it's on ice. Now, let's get to the black representation of what is going on in, a lady's not disappointing me in this department of giving me content. You know, something for me to talk about by, promoting you guys, congratulating you. Arrested, oh dear. A former Katima Malilo Town Council employee is expected to appear in the town's magistrate court on Wednesday on multiple charges of corruption. It's not corruption. Corruption is such a dirty word. Just, when you give it a French accent, corruption. It's not corruption. Corruption is too rigid. You've got to make it sound, bourgeoisie, or you have to, corruption adds a certain je ne sais quoi to it. What? Assuming I didn't insult anyone, you guys. Moving on. According to a press statement issued on Tuesday, for those of you that have broken calendars, that was yesterday. According to a statement issued on Tuesday by Anti-Corruption Commission, aka Paul Snowa's organization, Chief Public Relations Officer Josephina Ngituamata, the employee is also charged under the Prevention of Organized Crime. Oh no, that's not good. That's Okay, Prevention of Organized Crime Act of 2004, Act 29 of 2009. Now, why I'm saying that's not good, it's because the reason why one of the many reasons why the Fisher Road case have been dragging on for a very long time is because of that act. Prevention of Organized Crime Act. What it basically says is, you are not supposed to benefit, they are not supposed to allow you to benefit from the proceeds you acquired by legally questionable means. Translation, we are not going to allow you to get access to the money that you acquired illegally to benefit you by enabling you access some of the money to pay for your lawyer. Now, let me remove the jargon out of that. One of the biggest debate in the Fisher Road case was that, this was between the state and the court, the state and the judge in this case, I think. Now, because some of the fishery accused had a problem accessing representation. They didn't have, you know, they were saying, we are too broke, we can't afford lawyers. Now, the case cannot go on if you don't have the proper, you know, the right representation, or any, you know, the accused does not have representation, because that constitutes a lot of, you know, that trembles on a lot of articles in the Namibian constitution. One giant one is the regular Article 18. Administration of justice, and pretty much the entire chapter 3 of the Namibian constitution, you know, fair trial and transparency and all that nonsense. Now, the state was, you know what, we can't give them access to their frozen funds for them to pay for their lawyers, because that would constitute them benefiting from proceeds they legally acquired. The judge was like, well, we can't take them to trial without representation, because that will be, now, the state was like, if we did that, that would be illegal according to the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, because that will be them benefiting from the proceeds they acquired illegally. Translation, from the state, they were just saying, we don't want to send a message out there that crime pays. The state, the court was like, more like the judge. Yeah, the court was like, well, we can't send people without a proper representation to trial, because again, that will be illegal according to the constitution. Quick break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. The time is 10 o'clock on the dot. Now, the debate there, the Fisherot case, the prosecution, aka the state, was like, well, we can't give them access to their frozen assets, because, well, that will be them benefiting from the proceeds they acquired illegally, and that will be in violation of the, you know, if you had the judge, you know, where the judge kept saying poker. That whole poker thing is, you know, that whole poker is an abbreviation for Prevention of Organized Crime Act. Now, the state was like, the court was like, well, I totally understand that. But the problem is, I can't drag these poor guys who have been on pre-trial for 5 years to the main trial without the right representation. Because if we did that, well, their lawyers, they will challenge the legality of the whole case, because, well, proper administration of justice, fair trial, assumed innocent until proven guilty, and all that nonsense. So this madam, on the other hand, seems to have found herself also in some very unfortunate circumstances. But anyway, according to the press statement coming out of the anti-corruption, the madam, former employee of the town council, former employee of the Katima Mulilo town council, is now being charged under the Prevention of Organized Crime Act of 2004. Especially for contravening section 4B, B1 and 2, Roman numerals. Additional information will be shared after the individual's court appearance. Now, that's the story of exchanging vrupas with land, isn't it? Because, well, it, The female employee is alleged to have used her position to obtain gratification after she received payments of altered and recorded amount on a system and kept part of the funds for herself. Okay, I'm looking forward to more of this story. All I'm just saying is, ladies, I don't care they are all assumed innocent until proven guilty. That's guilty at the end of the whole trial and stuff. But ladies, congratulations! I was really afraid when you guys were taking over power. In the interest of full disclosure, that's is giving a lot of Angwena vibes. But anyway, congratulations, Angwena. In the interest of full disclosure, I was scared that you guys will be flawless and you'll not bring out content like this, and therefore, as a comedian, I'll struggle to find something to make fun of, and therefore, all these things, I'll just be... I'm really hoping I'm not, I have a lot of Zambezian friends. I'm hoping none of my friends is related to it, because after this, they are so punching me in the face. Which is why I need bodyguards, man. And also, One Africa, this one is on you. The picture that they used is, goes to show that if she really stole the money, she really put that money to good use. Because, man, is she mocking hot. Clearly the... Sorry. She's married. She has a ring on. Sorry about that. I don't want to discover someone's wife. Because, when I'm married, I don't want anyone discovering my wife. You can discover my babysitter. When my kids are old enough, you can discover them with a 30 kettle and forget 30 kettle. At this point, we may as well just revolutionize Lobola. Forget all that kettle thing. That's a very old thing, These days, uncles want pass, give them one. Problem solved. Now. Whew. I know, right? So, ladies, congratulations. So now we have a black woman, embroiled in financial controversy. We have a white woman embroiled in financial controversy. And we have a male comedian making fun of both of them and appreciating that conciliation really worked. Was that conciliation or reconciliation? I have no idea. That whole thing was a United Nations thing. But the bottom line is, clearly it worked. Because now I can sit in Klein Windhoek, where I would not be sitting before independence. And let alone make fun of white people. But this one is gender equality, racial equality, religious equality. They are both Christians, right? So, ladies... thank you very much for proving me wrong. Thank you very much for providing all these materials. Although, the black, madam, no. That one, she's still in kindergarten when it comes to this whole thing. Although, the amount that she's supposedly kept for herself is not disclosed in the article. Now, let's just vach biki so that take for maybe more or didach after that on sal cake that ufiel di madam he steal. Allegedly steal. Now, hang on a second. How am I not zwart in Afrikaans, but what's white in Afrikaans again? Okay, let's go with white. Guilty. Listen to these amounts. Now, this is how you steal money. Just don't get caught, guys. Come on. You are ruining it for me. Okay, get caught, please. Because then we'll be promoting just people stealing. If you steal some and then give me some, please don't get caught. Because, if you get caught, I also get caught. But if you just steal and keep everything for yourself, may you get caught in Jesus' name. No sense. Now, the one for the Windhoek International School, this must be private school. No wonder I cannot pronounce it. This one allegedly made a series of irregular payments. One of them is the transfers that were successful $136,518.64. Really? Were the cents really necessary? Hey, white people and their precision. To AFPF, I'd have no idea what that means. And, $495,108.66 to Inland Revenue. At least, these were payments that supposedly went to Inland Revenue, but in actual reality, this one of those payments that went into, to three bank accounts that were under her name. Yeah, three bank accounts that were all under her name. So the papers reflected that the money went to Inland Revenue, but the money really went to her bank account. How the heck do I do this? Sorry, Crane. You're just asking for education purposes only. Thank you. So you have Inland Revenue with $495,108.66. Man, these people. To Inland Revenue, and then $343,371 to Met Health. Ah, poor Met Health. they are being used to make money. Look, this is why I keep saying that if you are going to use money, I think one of those ongoing investigation going on at NAMRA is there is an internal investigation going on that where a lot of people, seemingly some of them coming from inside the institution, have been alleged that they are using, false identities to claim tax refunds. Now, here's the thing. Imagine just poor me sitting at Eagle FM in every morning, Monday to Friday, making fun of people, risking my life. I don't have bodyguards, making fun of people with bodyguards and guns. To make my money, and find out that someone at NAMRA is using my ID number to claim tax refunds without buying me a time. That's an insult to someone's financial well-being. If you are going to use my name to steal money, at least send me an e-wallet, Baba. You can't just chop everything. Now these people are just making me angry. Someone at some point used my name to swindle money from people. And the city police were here looking for me. Now I was angry for two reasons. One, someone used my... reason number two, I was angry because someone used my name to steal people's, to steal money from people. The last time the city police were here looking for me, I think homeboy swindled from, one poor meme about 3K? Now, the thing is, I didn't even get a time from that money. That's the second reason why I was really, really, really angry. That's the first reason why I was really angry. The second one is, the police were here looking for me. I don't have the upper body strength to survive prison. I'm too skinny for prison, which is why, one of the main reasons why I'm a law-abiding citizen. Not because I like the law. Actually, I don't like the law. I like reading it and studying it, but following it, not really, but you really have to know your strengths and weaknesses. One thing I've discovered is my weakness is that I'm too skinny for prison, which is why every time I hit on someone, my first question is, how old are you, Gi? Because if you are under 18, I don't want anything to do with you. Don't get me wrong. You're pretty, yes. But you know what? In prison, I am the pretty one. Because I'm skinny. And I don't want to be pretty. I'm straight. And I'm a guy. I want to be handsome. I don't want to be adorable. Because I'm not 10. The English language is very specific at some of these things. But anyway... some of the payments, being made, quote-unquote, being made to some of these poor organizations. Inland Revenue, if I were you, I would call this madam and ask for, $495,108.66. And also, MetHealth, call her so that and ask her where is this $48,204.12. Oh no, that's 48,000. That one is for loan accounts at NetBank. Yeah, well, yeah, called madam. And now you have 14,686 for Social Security. You're on that list. And City of Windhoek. Oh, you're here. 39,570 City of Windhoek. You know who to call for this amount of money. And Bank Windhoek, present. For 5,770. Invoice. AFPF. I don't know who the heck you guys are, but, oh yeah, invoice. And, 341,874 to, oh, also MetHealth. Inland Revenue, MetHealth, send two invoices. And, who else do we have here? Oh, Inland Revenue, make that three. My God. It's madam. And went on, oh dear. Yeah. Inland Revenue 3, City of Windhoek 1, Bank Windhoek, you're there, Social Security, you are there, NetHealth, AFPF, you are on there, also, you know who to send your invoices to. Oh yeah, oh no, I don't want to be discovered by prison. Nah. Look, I got that line from the Transformer movie I was watching last night. It's what Transformer is on Netflix. Just forgetting, forgetting that type. Or more like the specific movie. I watch a lot of movies. I don't go out, so I spend a lot of time on either my phone or my computer. Don't ask why. Again, it's the same reason why I don't want to go to jail. I'm too skinny. It's the same reason why I leave my beard on, because every time I cut it, I shave it off and I go to, I join a bunch of my friends for clubbing. The bouncer always wants to see my ID. How old are you?
Oh God, I'm 34.
No, there ain't no way you are. You know. Can we see some ID? Do you have any idea how embarrassing that is? So, I'm too skinny for prison. I'm too skinny for clubbing. So I just decided, you know what? I'm just gonna, I'm gonna do my clubbing over the internet. Most of it is done on an island called Alcatraz. Just me and a bunch of shotguns. It's a video game. I'm not shooting anyone. I never even fired a gun, which is ironic because, well, I was born and raised around guns. Long story, don't ask. So, those of ladies, thank you very much for that. And those of you that were mentioned on that list, you know who to send your invoices to. And there is no way I'm being discovered by prison. In no way. And please stop cooking me in my own, I know, right? Like 66 said, like seriously, for what? You know, money is an endangered species in this country. Not even cents are safe. Like seriously, 66 cents. The madam decided to, she was like, no, I will not leave any cent unturned. Let's take one quick break and then we come back on the other side. Then we start now, let's take this, cooking continental, not global, nah, we don't have a lot of time, but let's take this cooking, continental, aka on the African continent. Now, this, on the other side of the break, let's say, come on the other, let's take a break, and on the other side, when we come back, we're gonna talk about the ongoing, debt discussion, being held by the African Union in Togo. And it's ending today. We are asking ourselves as a continent, why the heck are we drowning in debt? I have some of my answers. They may be not your answers, but these are my answers, which I'll share with you on the other side of the break. Do stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Welcome back. It turns out, un momento. All right. It turns out, on the African continent, we have now come together and we are asking ourselves one question. Why are we drowning in debt? And the debt is climbing, like year by year. Now, the higher the debt climbs, the more of our annual national budget we have to spend to service the debt. Leaving, just a small change for us to invest into any developmental plans that we have as a country or as a continent. Now, the question I can't stop asking myself when it comes to the debt discussion is, seriously, just Africa, just one quick question. Just how dumb are we? First of all, if you look up the countries that are drowning in debt, most of them are developed countries. Last year in June, during the G7 summit in Italy, Larry Fink, who is the BlackRock CEO, that company that has shares in pretty much everything. One thing Larry Fink pointed out that should shake our ngondo was that, Larry Fink said for the G7 countries, their debt to GDP ratio is 129%. That means they are spending a lot of money servicing debt than they have little to zero money to invest in development. And the only way to do that is to go back and borrow more money. Now, here's the thing. What you're telling me is a bunch of accountants and economists across the world came together and found out that the only way to get out of debt is to keep borrowing. What the heck? Like, whose freaking idea was that? For you to get out of debt, you must borrow more. Someone came up with that idea. Now, this is a planet in a time of, and this is a time period in history where we are supposed to be educated. With all our PhDs, we're still dumb. And we just sat there and thought, and by the way, this is both, and I'm loving this one. This is both white people, Asians, and black people. We all idiots when it comes to dealing with debt. Because Japan is drowning in debt. The US is drowning in debt. A bunch of European countries and a bunch of African countries, we're all drowning in debt. And we're all following the same strategy of the best way to get out of this debt is to use our national budget to service the debt and then go and acquire more debt. Okay, well, what pains me is that these decisions are not, are not a result of a conclusion of a deliberation between a bunch of kindergarten kids. This is these are decisions that are coming out of a deliberation of fully grown men and women, and may I point out, very educated. At this point, we may as well just say, you know what? I don't think this whole education thing is working. Let's just get people that are not educated. Let's see if they can do these things better. Because clearly the PhDs are not helping on this one. 129%. And they are still borrowing. Now, what we did is, why am I starting with the European countries? Is because that's the way of dealing with debt. That's the way of dealing with debt that we copied and then pasted. It's not, look, it didn't work for big economies like Germany, Japan, and the US, but for some reason we just crossed our fingers and hope that, well, it's gonna work for us. And to top on that list, after we borrow that money, we steal it. You know. We use it to buy iPhones with 2 SIM cards. We use it to buy Mercedes-Benz with 2 engines and cross our fingers and hope that we are out of debt. So at this point, the people that are suffering the most are taxpayers, because at the end of the day, one thing you have is a bunch of well-educated, fully grown men and women go to all kinds of financial institutions and then they borrow money. And after they borrow that money, they mismanage that money and then putting a burden on their tax base. And then they take a stand the next election cycle and say, I will create employment. What the heck are we talking about? And now, this is where I start, you know, this is where I start asking questions, actually appreciating a lot of African youth. Actually, this is a youth globally. Back then, when this whole political thing, especially on the African continent, was still a new thing, when a politician told people that I will create employment, we took their words for it. And, after years of lying, you can imagine a lot of people were like, it's only natural that we started asking questions. Like every time a politician takes a stand and starts saying rambling nonsense like, I will create employment, everyone is going, right, thank you very much for that promise, but how the heck are you planning on doing that again? The things we will have this money and, you know, we'll take it. I know. So, the average debt to GDP for G7 countries, the biggest economies on the planet, is 129. These idiots, may I point out, congratulations white people, you're on that list, and they're still borrowing and hoping the debt sort of like a problem is solved. Now, you see, borrowing is not bad. Borrowing for investment is good. And you don't have to be an accountant or an expert economist to figure that out. Borrowing for investment is good. Borrowing for consumption is the dumbest financial idea you can ever make. And again, you don't have to be an accountant to figure that out. Now, where's that, I have one, I have some, I have a part of, I have part of Ronald Reagan's speech that I really like to read. I will have to, I'll need a break to hand that part out. Because now this is Ronald Reagan, one guy that also made one terrible economic decision after another, and he actually sank his country even in more debt. Terrible example. But anyway, homeboy was also, unfortunately for me, an actor and a comedian. He was very good at it. As a very good comedian. Now, after him being a comedian and president, and now he's being blamed for a lot of economic problems in the US, Zelensky, comedian, he's being blamed for a lot of his domestic and foreign policy. Now, I don't think anyone is going to vote a comedian in office. These guys have just ruined politics. You know, I was looking forward to SNTs, you know, and chopping money. By the time I'm arrested, I know that bail is 10,000. Just steal 50 million. Bail is 10,000. You spend, you know, another 10 million on lawyers and then get away with 40 million. Okay. Okay, whatever. That's how I'm, you know, that's how I show people that I'm terrible at meth. I have an IMF data paper. This is a website that shows you, how much, debt to GDP type of analysis each country has. All you just have to do is navigate to it and, Namibia 63.9. South Africa, 79.6. That's one terrible example. DRC, 16.3. Debt to GDP. Really? Did you know that? Japan, 234.9. United States of America, 122.5. Now, you see, those Afrikaners that decided not to fall for Donald Trump's, refugee status to the US. Crap. You see, those Afrikaners are smart. They know information like this. A country with 122.5 debt to GDP ratio. I don't want to live in that country because you can imagine the taxes are through the roof because you will have to make that money somehow to service that level of debt. Now, if the only thing that makes you, if the only thing that you are looking at is, if the only thing you are looking at coming out of the political in different countries is what's coming out of the political sphere, you are going to miss that information. And your behind is going to be taxed to death. And now just focusing on Africa, you have Libya. Libya has no debt. That explains why they were invaded. And also, hang on a second. Am I seeing this right? No data. Not no debt. Oh, thank God. Zambia also is not having any debt because these guys, I think, was that in 2022 they defaulted on their Eurobond debt. Where's that? Man, Business Insider, Harvard Review. No, I think I closed that one. And you have Libya has no data. They have debt. And then you have Niger and Chad. Okay, Chad is at 33.9 and Niger is 43.4. Mali is 51.7. I'm not even sure if this is still ongoing because of the, ongoing trouble these guys are, the troubles are having. You have Liberia. Holy cow. Mozambique. You see, when I say that borrowing for consumption is a bad idea, this is something that for those of you that were listening to Home Run yesterday, we went through this when we went through when we're listening to the to audios of Clever Gatete, who is I think undersecretary of the Economic Commission of African Division of the United Nations, pointed out that debt itself is not a bad thing. Borrowing for chopping, that's the problem. Borrowing to invest, that is not a bad thing. You see, the thing is, back in 2016, it came out that Mozambique went to, I think, three financial institutions, international, and borrowed a debt of $2.2 billion with the, they had a very genuine idea in mind. At least the excuse behind it, that they were going to borrow $2.2 billion, which they will use to develop their maritime infrastructure. We're talking about both military and civilian. Military, as in, they wanted to buy what they say they were going to use the money, at least the, you know, the reason they gave to the banks for them to give them that money was for them to, you know, to buy fishing vessels and also, you know, naval vessels for their, you know, to protect their, you know, to protect their maritime border. As soon as they were given that money, they decided to distribute it amongst themselves. The Minister of Finance was involved, the Minister, the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister, I think, was involved, and so, you know, a few of the President's relatives. Now, they used this, an SOE, like, take, for example, Transnamib, or, Transnamib here in Namibia. It's not that they used, Transnamib. Just an example of an SOE. State-owned enterprise. Okay. If you don't know what SOE is, which part of Namibia are you living? First of all, if you don't know what SOE is, let that be a red flag that you need to really read in some of these things. So they chopped that money instead of investing it in other news. They said they were going to go into invest that money. The problem is now Mozambique, debt to GDP ratio 101.1%. Now, if you are spending if you are spending 101% of your money annually to service debt, how are you running that country? Because 101, that means it's way over your national budget. I like to point this out because every time we have, you know, every time we talk about this, the excuse that we like to use and we have been using is we are poor, you know, we are not developing because of colonialism. Yes, but that's like 5% the reason why. 95% the reason why is called chopping the money we are supposed to be investing. We just, you know, turn around and chop the money and cross our fingers and hope we develop. And you know what's the most painful thing? Someone goes to a European or American institution, they borrow that amount of money. After borrowing that amount of money to quote-unquote develop a country, when they get to their country, they chop that money. And how do they chop that money? By buying American products, by buying European products. So you stole money, you borrowed money from Europe, and now that you have stolen it, you are sending it back into European economy. But I thought you have a PhD in economics. Like, at this point, we may as well just abolish education on the African continent because clearly it's not working. And hey, again, may I just point out one of the most painful things. These mistakes are not being made by kids in kindergarten or college, university students, like they like cooking us, or, you know, high school students, you know, naive, and, you know, they're always making stupid mistakes because they're kids. No. This type of economic and politically grave mistakes are being made by people with PhDs way in their 70s and 60s and 70s. And, well, they have PhDs and they are, well, you know what? These people, they also vote. They are also running for office. Jesus, we are cooked. Cooked, I tell ya. Cooked. Quick break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. this whole yeah, that's true. Some of these guys are just discovering these qualifications. I mean, you can't have a PhD in accounting, a PhD in economics, and then make dumb mistakes like... okay, it's actually, at this point, it all boils down to, you know, to personal enrichment. Personal enrichment will be the end of us. Because a lot of us who are just interested into, you know, a lot of us are just interested into making ourselves rich. And, well, although when we run for office, we make it sound like we care about the country. No, we don't. Like, look, I don't have a problem. I have a problem with anyone stealing, you know, money for the country. Like everyone, I have a problem with that. But the dumbest, look, the unbelievable level of stupidity when it comes to African leadership is going out, borrow money, and then use that money and steal that money from your own country. And then turn it around and then invest it in the very same economy that borrowed it to you. We have PhDs in economics. Don't forget that. And by the way, we also speak rah-rah-rah. Our English is flawless. At this point, we may as well just start recruiting people that speak broken English. We put them in position of power. Maybe we are going to see a change because the verbosity guys, these guys are not helping. Angola is at 57.2. There is no date of Zambia. DRC, you have, Kenya, 64. Oh, holy cow. Namibia, 61.6. Kenya, 64.4. Namibia, 61.6. And Zimbabwe, 48.3. I thought you guys were under sanction. Where the heck are you borrowing the money from? Sorry. So there's no data for Somalia. That's because you all keep bombing the heck out of them. Yemen, 53 point something. Saudi Arabia, 45.9. And, you have, Turkmenistan, 4%. Unbelievable. You see, now that's a country I can move to. Turkmenistan. What language do those guys speak? I'm sure that, you know, someone in Turkmenistan is asking themselves the same question. Namibia, what language do these people speak? A lot. Languages, plural. You have, Russia, 27 points. Oh, yeah. You see, if you want to take financial advice, you may want to take that advice from countries like Indonesia with 40. Okay, no, that's painful. Cambodia with 35%. DRC, here in Africa, all of us. Let's go to DRC. Financial advice, DRC. As long as we just stay clear of M23, then, you know, we're good. And then you have, Rwanda. Yeah, well, don't take financial advice from Rwanda. 78. Jesu. Don't take financial advice from Canada. Definitely not from the United States. Not Brazil. Okay. France. Avoid those guys. And you have Italy, 137 points. Really? I thought these guys, okay, especially the Americans, they print their own money. The UK. Biggest money launderers. I mean, if you think Africans can launder money. The City of London. And, the UAE, let me just say, European countries, North America, and the, you know, those quote-unquote developed Arab countries. Oh, no, you people don't know how to launder money. The City of London can launder money. We're talking trillions a year. But, hey, they turn around and tell you that, you know what, you must implement laws that have, you know, financial transparency, so we know that you are not funding terrorists. What? Hang on a second. You know, there was a time, I think that started either somewhere between 2012 or 2014. Somewhere there. Actually, the pressure for developing countries to implement laws that are more financially transparent, that have, prioritizes financial transparency, that started from after September 11, 2001. After that, now the U.S. decided to use its power, coming from its seat on the United Nations Security Council, to shove financial transparency laws on the throat of every United Nations member. So the whole grey listing thing that made our parliamentarian, implement laws just like that. Well, we thought they were very slow at implementing laws. No. And we're told that we are going to grey list you if you don't come up with more financially transparent, financial transparency, laws that are more financially, laws that are more transparent when it comes to finance. Yeah. I'm just mixing my English here. Been talking for a while. And also, I hate the language. It's just that you guys will not understand me if I start speaking Thimbukushu. Every time I'm on a phone call with my colleagues and I start speaking Thimbukushu, they all, after the end of my phone call, they all turn around and say, "What language was that?" It turns out most of them, for some reason, thought, "I don't know, I speak English." No, I don't. That's not my mother tongue, actually. Like every black person on the African continent, I have my mother language. Quick break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
A show in Thimbukushu? Oh no, a lot of you will just be listening to someone saying, blah, 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 blah. By the way, if I do a show in Thimbukushu, having a Kwangali friend is not going to help you. Having a Nyemba friend might help, because they are more interested, because a lot of Kwangali homies that I have met, I can understand about 80-90% of what they're saying. But when I respond, that's when they tend, I remember one of my, back in high school, I had a few Giriko friends who were telling me, "Nakovi Yuvashi," like, "Wait, what?" I can hear everything she was saying. She couldn't understand a thing I was saying according to her. But now you're just being ridiculous. So, where was I? Look at it this way. In the very same way that we don't have nuclear weapons, right? The people that don't want the people that don't want anyone to have nuclear weapons are the people with nuclear weapons. That's how you should look at all this whole financial transparency thing. The people that the people that don't want other countries to launder money are the biggest money launderers. This is my first wife. She's here to do her technological work. What? Now I have to go for a break. Why? Just why? I'm about to explain it. Okay, quick break. Remember, she's always right.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa, Oma Kuro Ekupitramo Horike Radio Station, Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha, ningi kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora hetatu imwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mwamberewa konora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now, where was I? I find it ironic that the countries that don't want other countries to have nuclear weapons, they all have nuclear weapons, and the countries that don't want other countries to launder money, they're the biggest money launderers on the planet. The countries that don't want other countries to fund terrorism, the biggest funders of terrorism. I'll give you an example. Operation Timber Sycamore, an operation to overthrow the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, that was initiated, you know, just responded to some of my comments. So someone is complimenting my first wife. Operation Timber Sycamore, it was an operation that was, you know, I think coming out of the Obama administration, late last year, when Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, was overthrown from Obama administration. Now, if you just go online, it's not private information, it's all public, and type in Operation Timber Sycamore, it's there it shows just how much money the US government channeled towards terrorist organizations in that part of in that part of the world next to Syria, so they can help them topple the Syrian government. This is a sovereign government that's telling everyone, don't launder money, don't have nuclear weapons, don't fund terrorism, literally funding terrorism. Again, what the heck are we doing with our PhDs again? It's like your father who is a thief, and they turn around and tell you, don't be a thief, my son. Stealing is bad. And then they go out and steal. And this is when you're going like, okay, you just stole a car. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I can steal, but you can't. What? But, well, that goes to show that in this world, if you have nuclear weapons, you can do whatever the heck you want. So, yeah. But having nuclear weapons is not something that I would trust. Actually, I would not trust any president on this earth with nuclear weapons. Or any government. Well, because presidents come and go. And by the way, one of the countries that we trust with nuclear weapons is the one that used two of them to blow up civilians. And then you have countries that don't have any record of invading any country like yours truly, Land of the Brave here. We can't even have a nuclear bullet. Really? Like, what do we do? Give us the benefit of the doubt. Come on, dude. I mean, the weapons we should take are yours. Because, well, last time we trusted you with them, you rendered half the Bikini Atoll Islands, uninhabitable because of your nuclear testing. Yellow.
Yellow. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm okay, man. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm just here doing what I do every day, you know, congratulating ladies for all the missing money in different organizations. And, making fun of African leaders for borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and stealing the borrowed money.
You forget already that they say it's their air. Their time.
Yeah.
When they say their time, it means everything, my friend.
At this point, you have got to understand politics, Mandume. When Vendelinus becomes president, make sure you, you know, make sure you have a rainbow flag in front of your house. You know.
Now,
see, when IPC wins an election, you join IPC. When LPM wins an election, you know, just look, it's nothing personal. It's nothing personal.
No, nothing.
Now that women are in charge, we're all, what's that women organization again?
There's a lot, man. Even a lot of organization.
We are all feminists at this point. Women's rights all the way.
I end up dying poor, man.
I'm dying poor.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm joining feminists. You know, it's their right, their body, their choice. And then a guy wins an election, the next day will be like, what's wrong? I'm not in.
Then they will. There was that demonstrating in your front door.
You just told them that you just came to a realization that, you know, something is wrong with the organization. And you know one thing I like about you, one thing I like about life?
Yeah.
When you are looking for something negative, you will find it.
You'll find it.
That's the same for any person, that's the same for any country, that's the same for any organization. If you are looking for something negative, you will find it.
You'll find it. And at this time, I think we might end up not eating a brewers. People are leaving, my friend. People are going. You didn't say the Africans.
Mandume, the broke ones are going. You will not see the Oppenheimers on that, on that plane.
No, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Who was living up his farm to go to California?
Exactly.
Where you find a black American, you are in the end of receiving.
Uh-huh.
In Africa, you are here, brute dog, they want the black. I'm waiting. There's supposed to be one way ticket, man. No, there's not supposed to be return. Seriously.
I don't think there's a return, though.
They will after follow for Trump, maybe after the next election, I'm sure Trump is not going to win it. Okay. And now, do you say the Africans that they want to come back home?
Okay, Mandume, let me give you an example of the said reality of how the world works. When a bunch of white people were leaving Europe to come to Africa and go to South America, there was no royal family on that ship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now when you see our African brothers swimming across the Red Sea to go to Europe, do you see any president's child there?
No, not at all.
Not even a cousin. you will never see anyone with the name of Oppenheimer on that plane.
Not at all.
No. De Beers on that plane to do what?
No, to do what they.
Now, you see, the broke ones like Mandume and Helmut, they're the ones on that plane.
They have to.
Uh-huh.
But then, Helmut, no, it's very lovable, man. The way things are going,
uh-huh.
Because now you are saying you are having a treat for refugees. And I'm wondering now, is this for racial only, or what about the Sudan and the DRC? The alternate country.
The thing is, if you are a refugee is for white people, immigrant is for black people. You have to understand the language here. If you are not white, immigrant. If you're white, refugee. We saw this with Ukraine. Come on, guys.
Yeah. No, it's true. It is true. Mm-hmm. But serious guys, man. No, man. Mm-mm. What now? How do you now saying tomorrow you want to say no, guys, take up these people if you are already discriminating already people and you are on top of the what? Democracy.
Now you're just making stuff up. Democracy.
Yeah.
Okay, if you look at the reason why, one of the reasons being given for the refugee status of those Afrikaners that he just took off, and those pretty much everyone that applied, the reasons coming out of the White House is racial discrimination. Now, let's just take the, you know, that phrase of racial discrimination. That means, that's being alleged that the South African government is prioritizing black people over white people.
White people.
Now, if you look at the Trump administration, they are shipping, they are deporting everyone who is not white and welcoming everyone who is white. Doesn't that constitute as racial discrimination?
My friend, it's what I'm saying. Sometimes this thing doesn't apply. The way international working, especially when it comes to United Nations, they are not supposed to say something there. They are all quiet. Just imagine if Namibia done something like that. Yeah, we are on the news.
Yep.
I'm telling you, everybody, this is not easy, man. I'm telling you, the way things are happening, it's really laughable.
That's why you should know that in politics, things doesn't have to make sense. It just have to make money. Mandume, someone got a tender to transport those people.
Somebody to make money. But what you are saying is true. It's like where our football is playing in South Africa.
Thank you. See, now you are catching up.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm coming on the term where things are happening.
See, now you begin to understand politics.
Seriously, politics, But seriously, the brother, I think they didn't sing enough, man. Because the moment the way they used to treat black, if they done that in America, they would be one of the
crumbled. let's take a break, Mandume.
Okay, sure.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a thing of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Paratus. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Okay, here's something you have to, long time no hearing from Mandume. Here's the thing. Western, let's just talk of the United States here. They have a polarized politics like like we have here. They have polarized politics in the very same way that we have polarized politics everywhere. But because they have two major parties, what happens is, their media also is in like two main divisions. You have, media houses like, Fox News, for example. Those ones are more, they are more Republican-ish. They are, if you tune into Fox News, you are going to be listening to a lot of positive things about Republicans and a lot of negative news about Democrats. But if you tune into, to CNN, for example, you are going to be hearing a lot of positive news about Democrats and a lot of negative news about Republicans. Now, this whole, the whole African refugee status thing is a Republican thing. Because of that, just tune into any pro-Republican, into any pro-Democrat news channels like CNN, and then you follow that story. Oh dear, boy oh boy. It's a, look, as a Namibian, I'm enjoying it. But then again, I don't think you are going to find an Oppenheimer on that plane. Because, well, if an Oppenheimer wanted to go to the US, they would just hop on a private jet and go. And I don't think you'll find a De Beers on that plane. Well, in the very same way that when the Mayflower, one of the ships that was used by, famous ships that were, or boats that was used by early Europeans to immigrate from Europe to what is known today as basically North America, there were no royal family relatives on that boat. It was just a bunch of struggling guys. When a boat is sailing full of immigrants from Africa to Europe, you don't see prime ministers and presidents' kids on that boat, do you? Nope. Just, this struggling, regular, helmeted, and Abigail. No. I don't think anyone on that plane has a farm, because if they were on that plane and they left their farm, then please someone congratulate them for me.
We talked about a lot of things. I was
good morning.
Morning. That's my second wife.
How are you?
I was looking at that. Is one of those stories.
I'm guilty. Blames gambling addiction for stealing. You should always blame something. It should always not be yourself. You understand? It should always, come from somewhere or something. Should be responsible for your actions.
You know what?
Never take blame.
You know why I'm, why I'm giving you that? That's because, for congratulating you guys. Mm. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you are up to speed with creating content for me. You're really up to speed with creating content for me.
We are really catching up.
Oh yeah, you're catching up. because I thought you guys will disappoint because, you'll be all perfect and all be, all motherly loving. You are not going to screw up for me to have content to talk about. But no, you just decided, to hit the ground running. And now, I'm here with all this content. I'm like, okay, congratulations, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
With that, I'm actually, here is where I park the bus. And hand you guys over in the hands of my second wife, who is going to be keeping you company until the hour of Ian Ear. It's not funny. Money laughed me at my Afrikaans. Onsal Pratt More Nyehe Ear Dertha Munute. Okay, I have to go.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2.
Did you know
that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.